Hey, welcome back to the Masonic Roundtable, a weekly program where Masons from around the world get together to talk about Masonic news and opinions in a friendly and social manner. As a reminder, the thoughts and opinions expressed here are solely the opinions of the participants and do not represent any Grand Lodge statements or positions. Make sure you keep your conversations open for the public and on the level. Interact with us. We'll see you live on YouTube tonight. We're changing things up just for tonight. But as you can see, in a new place. So love to chat with you live here on the YouTube. And otherwise, we'll catch you in the replay on the flip side. So you know me. I'm John Ruark. I'm a past master of the Patriot Lodge, number 1957 in Fairfax, Virginia. So yeah, good times tonight. Don't tell anybody, but I'm in a different place. You may or may not recognize where I'm doing this from. So kind of snuck in. I heard this whole thing going on with Joe this weekend, so I thought I'd kind of sneak over and slip into his studio. So I wanted to see what all these action figures and skulls, because you know we got skulls, we got to do skulls. So I wanted to see what that was all about. I don't know. I don't know if that was. I think he's on to me. Wait one second.
What?
Oh no! Crap! I got busted.
Hello.
I got busted.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Joe Martinez.
I didn't touch anything, I swear.
Good. Welcome. Welcome to my home.
Awesome.
Nice to see you here.
Nice to see you here.
Yeah, shocker.
What in the...
Hey, is the seat taken?
No, come on in.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. You let one in, you let them all in.
Come on. So.
I know.
But, yeah. Well...
I don't know what's going on, you guys.
Oh!
Why are you in here?
Hello.
We didn't know we weren't supposed to be.
Oh, gosh.
Jason and I were just talking about our stuffed animals.
I know. We love them.
Really weird.
Yeah, I don't have one.
They're stuffies and furries.
My goodness. So. Oh,
yes. You had one, but you got the dirty one.
I did.
The dirty one.
Yeah. Hello.
Well, here we are.
Hi.
Look at this. Kind of like all in one place.
Woo.
Didn't expect that. This is the last minute change, but good times to be had by all because Joe's got some big news. What are you doing this weekend?
Well.
You're pregnant.
No. Not this time.
Yay.
No, I'm good. So if there's apparently an election coming up on Friday for Worshipful Master, so if it goes well, there may be an installation on Saturday. So that's what we're all doing.
Don't screw it up.
They've already changed the website, though.
Yes. Indeed. So it's official, but it's not official.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Virginia progressive lines are a thing.
Well,
no.
except at some lodges.
Yeah, exactly. Stuffies and skulls. Love it. Okay, so who are you?
Hi.
Hi,
I'm Jason.
Hi.
What lodge are you from?
Acacia.
Okay. Who are you?
And Lafayette.
Lafayette.
Yeah. And Colonial.
Robert Johnson, Space Novum, 1183 in Libertyville, Illinois.
Nice. All right. So we got it all. So did the introductions. And as always, thank you, patrons, for being awesome. You guys make us happy because we get to keep doing this for many, many years. So thank you. You guys are awesome. And another little extra bonus thing. We'll tell you near the end, but yes, we are doing Secret Santa again this year. Yay!
Woo!
Masonic Secret Santa. I'm excited. It's been by special request, and it was also fun. So it was
lots of fun.
Yeah. Had a blast.
What do you call the second ever, like not semi-annual or biannual or...
It is the second annual.
Second annual. Because you can't say that for the first
one. You can't say it's the inaugural.
It's the inaugural for the first
one. It's not the first annual.
Okay. Yep. Second annual. We did it.
Yeah.
Twice.
It's good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So topic for tonight is titles. Because we have so many of those. What's the phrase, Jason, about, you know, being on the level in Freemasonry?
Oh, yeah, Freemasonry. We're on the level. That's why we have so many of them.
Yes. We just can't call each other brother. We have to, like, add this and that. And you know title chasers, right? We've seen guys in every jurisdiction, right? Not in ours, of course.
No.
That all they do is chase title after title. And so we're going to go over a few of those tonight because if you're new to Masonry, even if you're old to Masonry, as soon as you join a new body, the first thing you got to do is, there you go. Posture. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
I'm on an ottoman. Shut up.
Me too.
I'm on an ottoman. It's very painful.
Your back's going to hurt tonight.
Yes. Yeah, it's got the glass.
Thank you.
We got the 90s catalog.
Whoever that is. I can't read it. Are my reading glasses on?
think it's NKY Brad. So
thank you.
Yes. Title. So we're going to go over some of the popular titles that you may have heard, some you may not have heard. But again, when I was a new Mason, you know, you join a new body and then you're like, well, who's this grand, awesome, super excellent dude? And it's hard to keep track of just your Blue Lodge, but yet it keeps getting worse from there.
It's like titles in North Korea.
We need more.
It's like the most eminent, supreme, dear, amazing leader-ish.
I always think it's so funny because the only thing worse than actually putting together Masonic titles like worshipful, right worshipful, all this stuff is learning the titles of your degrees.
Right.
Like, which are absolutely crazy. I mean, the 10th degree in the cryptic, or the 9th degree in cryptic council is pretty long, right? It's like super excellent master or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then if you look at some of those other rites, like the Rite of Memphis Mizraim, like the top one is, you know, the grand architect of the supreme temple of herodom in the United States.
That's why they were actually declared clandestine, because the Grand Master couldn't pronounce.
He just couldn't pronounce
right, titles. Remember, yeah. And so he just
that's
said,
it.
You're done.
You're out of here.
Banned.
Our loss.
Yes. Awesome. So let's see. First ones to start with, easy one, right? Lights went off. As soon as you take your obligation, you become a brother.
A brother.
Yay. So, you know, spoiler alert for me, when I forget someone's official like fancy title, I just call them brother. It's an easy out because that's what everyone is.
And it works for everywhere except the Royal Arch.
Because? Yeah.
Because Royal Arch members, you call me companion, not brother.
Of course.
They will correct you.
Yeah, they will.
I'll still call them brother.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the, I might be the Grand Master, but brother is the best title.
And you go, hey, brother, and all of a sudden you're getting brought up on Masonic charges.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You can't call him that.
Well, yeah, but. There's a flood of purple aprons carrying you out the back of the room.
A flood of purple aprons.
I beat you with a purple pillow sack.
It's
with oranges.
A flock of purple. So then you eventually work your way up and go through the warden's line and become the of the Blue Lodge.
The junior warden
and then
the senior warden,
and then the
worshipful
then you get kicked
master.
Out.
Yeah.
Worshipful master.
Yeah.
Actually, you become the master.
That's I'm glad you brought that up because that's one of my pet peeves.
Tell me about it.
Okay,
I don't know.
You know what really grinds my gears?
It is the term worshipful master when used inappropriately.
How can you use it? I'm not familiar with this.
All right, so. God define worshipful. Worshipful is an honorific title, just like honorable, like you have honorable judges, right? Worshipful is an archaic term, but it means something like honorable. So we don't worship our worshipful master, but we do.
I Wikipedia'd this. I have the answer.
And give them the title. Oh. So this guy, he's on top of it.
I have it, yeah. So it comes from
a judiciary?
So worshipful is a more recent term for his worship or her worship, and it's an honorific that was given to mayors, justices, magistrates, and people who worked in the Commonwealth. And then right worshipful actually came before Masonry. It came as
really?
A honorific for lords who were also mayors and people who ran cities and things like that.
Nice.
So those terms did come before they were used in Masonry. So late 17th century, nice. Early 18th century.
Okay.
Their usage.
The fact of the matter is that Masonry is really just LARPing for people who don't like to go outside.
I like to go outside.
You get the swords, you get the titles, you get the role-playing.
They wear crowns and every
now
and
then.
Yes.
Eastern Star.
Sword.
Yes.
So that's the thing is, the title, depending on your jurisdiction, because every jurisdiction treats a little bit differently, but like there's the office of Master of the Lodge. Sometimes, in some jurisdictions, the office name is Worshipful Master. In others, Worshipful is just appended to because you're giving someone the honor, right? You're giving them the honor of calling them Worshipful Master. And so, really, it's a term that you kind of have to earn
right? That you you have to respect someone to give them that title, which is interesting because when someone says, oh, you know, I'm John Ruark, worshipful master of such and such lodge, it kind of comes across, if you really know the language structure, kind of comes across like you're calling yourself honorable. Like, oh, look at me, I'm the honorable, right? So it would be more appropriate and less pompous to say, I'm the master of this lodge. But to call yourself worshipful master is like
a judge coming into a court and saying, I'm honorable judge so-and-so.
Right. Yes. Like, why don't I have to honor you?
I'm just Judge Ruark today.
I'm just Judge Ruark. Right. And so that is one of my pet peeves, because when you see people sign their emails as worshipful master, unless it's, you know, again, the way it's caveated in their jurisdiction, right? But where it all comes from, that is one of my pet peeves, because worshipful is an honorific title. And yet here we are as people.
Well, not to get all the way to the end of the show, but they're all really honorifics, right? Mm-hmm. It's not something that you put on your LinkedIn resume. You know what I mean?
Are you sure?
I'm
going to check your LinkedIn right
now. You totally can, because you won't see any of these on there. But nor should you.
I'm on your computer. I'll be right back.
That's fine. They're honorifics exactly as Robert put it.
Oh, he didn't clear his browser history.
No, that's okay.
Can we share these tabs?
Yeah. No, you can't. Those are my private ones.
Hi, Cleo. We love you.
Hi. So then you have, the, like you said, the right worshipful, like that you know, preceded masonry. That gets all to the higher executive offices, right, of masonry. Right, so we got kind of the Blue Lodge figured out. Again, you know how I feel about the term worshipful, but then we go into some of the other appendant bodies, because that's where it starts to go off the rails. you just lose track real quick. So, Joe, what tell us about the York Rite.
So I guess we'll start with Royal Arch, right? Because that's what most young strapping masons get first, is Royal Arch. So in most jurisdictions, we can't talk about Virginia because they're different and unique, and you get a lot of extra stuff here. But in most jurisdictions in the world, it's comprised of 3 or 4 degrees. And by the end of it, you go through the Royal Arch degree and become an excellent companion. So it's an add-on to brother. I personally think they're more honorifics than actual titles themselves.
Yeah, it's really ceremonial, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And
it ties directly into not just the Royal Arch ritual system, but back to the Master Mason system as well. Mm. And so I like the term companion, because there's a rhyme and a reason for it. Whereas with a lot of these honorifics, I feel like it's just someone with an imagination putting adverbs together.
Like most poussant, venerable.
Right. Yeah,
yes, exactly. I don't want to, yes.
Mm-hmm. What'd you call me?
Yeah.
Venerable.
Yes.
Venerable.
Yes. The other P word.
Most venereal.
Oh, come on. Well, that's not me.
Yeah. not anymore.
Right.
So, yeah. So, you start your York
Medical Rite marvels.
In the, indeed, penicillin. Way to go. Yes. So, Royal Arch. You start off as a brother or a master mason, and you end up as a excellent companion. And then they have, in most Royal Arch jurisdictions, they have the same system that they do in the Blue Lodge. So you have a excellent companion, a right excellent companion for your district level folks or your grand chapter officers. Mm-hmm. And then you have your most excellent companion. But it's weird, because you call the high priest in a Royal Arch chapter most excellent all the time, right? When you're addressing him 90% of the time. So he gets that extra love.
Maybe only here, all right? Because you guys combined.
Yeah, Virginia is a little better. Different.
Yeah. Well,
we're more better.
Okay.
We do them in order. But so.
Well, that's because we took the cryptic council and
you mushed it together.
We just kind of went.
Yeah. We don't have that in Illinois. We usually just back our cryptic meetings up to the Royal Arch to Cryptic Council, 7 to 8 and then 8 to 9, and everybody cries about the meetings going too long. And
right.
Yeah.
I do like the way they do it in Virginia, because it's a chronological order, which to me I think is a lot easier to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of both the cryptic and the Royal Arch.
Yeah.
Yep. Degrees. Yeah.
So yeah, that's Royal Arch.
Yep. And did we cover all the cryptic
ones?
So then let's talk about cryptic, Robert.
Right. So you got same thing. You go with companion. There's, you know, along with all of these, there's still a system of grips, words, and all that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. But,
anyway, so thrice illustrious master would be like your worshipful master, and then it just follows the same thing as the royal arch. So you write illustrious deputy master and write illustrious grandmaster, which you know, alludes to just more light as you go up up the chain. And some of these degrees or some of these titles aren't like, so you get companion because you've completed the series of degrees. You are a companion. And something that we should probably make note of here is we're talking a lot about the administrative titles in Freemasonry. And administratively, that base level companion is it, right? But like within the Scottish Rite and some other things that we'll talk about, there are administrative level titles, but there's also titles to each degree, right? Like if you were in the, well, when we get to Lodge of Perfection, I'll talk about it, but that's kind of it, right? So the Rite Illustrious and Rite Illustrious Grandmaster may have like past master type degrees associated with them at some point.
Yeah. Of course, I don't think we even covered any of the Blue Lodge level as well, right? With, you know, the Grandmasters themselves. With the Grandmaster themselves, like we have in Virginia, we call them most worshipful. Right. And so that's, you know, that's the most worshipful you can get, right? The most honorable. And but yet that's not always true in every jurisdiction, right?
No, I know of one. There might be more. So Pennsylvania, their grandmaster is Right Worshipful Brother.
But we call our district deputy the Right Worship.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. So they
devoted or
they do kind of. So Pennsylvania is a little bit. They do masonry a little bit differently.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. Than other places do. You go to, another good example is the United Grand Lodge of England. The only most worshipful brother is the actual Grand Master or the Duke of Kent. Every other Grand Master, there's lots of Grand Masters.
Provincial Grand Masters.
Provincial Grand Masters.
Right.
They're not, they don't have that same honorific.
Of most worshipful.
Correct. Yeah. I don't know if other states use Right Worshipful for the Grand Master.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. I just know PA.
Anyone's chartered under PA. Back in the day. Yep.
Indeed.
Right. So then, let's see. We've covered the York Rite side. Well, no.
KT.
We skipped KT.
Yeah.
Can't skip
that. That's a weird one.
It is. Because just when you think you got to figure it out.
In more ways than one.
Yes. Yeah. Then it grows even worse than that. So we have not just the commander of the KT, of the Knights Templar order, but it's the eminent commander. Right? So which I found to be like an interesting, you know, the commander is kind of like a militaristic title, and yet you're going to add another adjective to that. So we got eminent commander, and then again, more administratively, the eminent district deputy, the right eminent, and the most eminent.
But yeah, so this one's commander. Yeah, this one's a little quirky too, especially here in the United States. So a district deputy is not a right eminent as an honorific, it's just eminent. Because here in the United States, we have extra, we have commanderies at the state level, but then we have the super popular in the news, grand encampment of the United States. And
something about a horse.
Yeah, lots of things there, lots of things going on there. So we have a grand master of the grand encampment. So they don't have a grand commander, our states do, but the whole grand encampment of the United States has a grand master, and he is the only one that's most eminent.
Yes.
So anybody who's in grand line or grand encampment line, they're all right eminence until you get to the grand master of the grand encampment of the grand commanderies of the United States. Write that down.
It's pretty much kind of true with the national bodies, right?
Well, no, because that's a great point. So I think it's I think I actually did this for another for another episode that we did. So 40 out of the 50 royal grand chapters all fall under the general grand chapter of the United States, but they each have their own grand high priest, who's a most excellent grand high priest.
Okay.
But then you have a super double general grand chapter grand high priest, who is also most excellent.
Is that double secret probation?
Double secret. Most,
okay. In other jurisdictions, isn't the highest level the grand king? As opposed to the grand high priest?
Well, I know DC is part of the grand general...
Okay.
General Grand Chapter, and they have a Grand High Priest.
Okay.
But I know that not all states in the United States are members.
That's so. True somewhere.
Yeah, no, I know. I remember Don McAndrews talking about it.
That's the man. Don, give us a call. Explain it to us.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. York Right. Got them covered. Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Whoever said green beans in the chat, ban them now.
Perma ban.
Ban forever.
Peace. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Scottish Right. Let's go hop on the other side of the houses. So what's interesting about the Scottish Right is that they actually have many different bodies buried within that as well. So they have, what do we have here? We have the Lodge of Perfection. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, so you have the Lodge of Perfection, which is, you have two different titles for the Lodge of Perfection. Like you're, once you're a member of, this is where it gets weird. So like with Lodge of Perfection, if you complete you complete the series of degrees up to the 14th degree, you become a Grand Elect Mason. At least in the Northern jurisdiction. But the title of the worshipful master of those bodies is, if you're in the Southern jurisdiction, it's Venerable Master.
Woo! Venerial Master.
Southern jurisdiction.
Venerable.
Right, yeah. And if you are in the Northern Masonic jurisdiction, it is the Thrice Potent Master. Now, if you were my wife and you accidentally looked at my ritual work 3 weeks ago and you said, Rob, what is Thick Potent Master? And I went, oh my God, I've never thought of that. I'm only going to call my Thrice Potent Master my Thick Potent Master.
Yes.
Ruben, if you're out there and you're listening, you're always going to be the Thick Potent Master.
God bless you, Ruben.
Yeah. but then we also have the Princes of Jerusalem, which is a Northern Masonic jurisdiction, which covers your 15th and 16th degrees.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Yeah, you all don't have that, but it's a, it covers the rebuilding of the temple under Zerubbabel, if you're curious. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your worshipful master of that is the Sovereign Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're in the Southern jurisdiction, I believe 15, 16 are covered under your Council of Kadosh, mm-hmm. which is your commander. And then both the Southern and Northern jurisdictions have the Rose Croix, where we have the Wise Master in the South and the Most Wise Master in the North.
It's gotta be one more.
So yeah, which one? So yeah, did they just add extra to each?
Oh, title? What do you have? Oh, I'm the most of that.
Yeah,
I'm the most excellence.
I'm the thickest.
I'm the most thick.
Most thick.
and then you have the consistory, which is like the last portion of those degrees that goes from, you know, either 19 to 32 or 21 to 32, I think it is. So in consistory, that is your commander in chief, similar sounding to the Council of Kadosh in the Southern jurisdiction, but in the Southern jurisdiction, the consistory is the master of Kadosh. And if you're a member, you've achieved the degree of 32nd degree Mason in the Scottish Rite, your title is either a Prince of the Royal Secret or a Master of the Royal Secret, depending on your jurisdiction.
Cool.
Good stuff.
Very cool stuff.
Boom.
All right. Venerable Master also comes up again when you start talking about other invitational bodies like the Allied Masonic degrees. So the Worshipful Master equivalent of an Allied Masonic Council is the Sovereign Master. So that's what they call them, Sovereign Master. And then you become a Venerable Master or a Right Venerable Master or even a Right Venerable Sovereign Grand Master if you just want to throw all the titles into one big sentence. But again, Venerable, meaning just another way of saying the same thing. Of,
yeah, you're super wise or old.
Mm-hmm.
Extra thick.
Sage-like.
Most thick.
Sage-like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
With two C's.
Two C's.
Yes. Brad got it.
Thanks, Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Brad, get an earlier flight next time.
So
yeah, Brad.
Brad.
I'm sorry. Don't call him Brad. His first name is S.
S.
S. Yes.
S. Sorry, S.
S. Brad Morris. So then, part of the inspiration for this episode actually was, not only have I had trouble keeping them all straight, and then, you know, I mean, almost need like a table to keep all, like the head of this body is this, and it's equivalent to like the Worshipful Master of that. And so hopefully you guys are taking notes at home and keeping all this, this straight. But one thing I found interesting is got an email that some new news came out of the big November SRICF meeting where they actually, the big news that they changed a part of their bylaws was how to address people by their titles. So again,
it's like video degrees.
Brothers not good.
No. No brothers. Right.
No brother. Okay.
Right. So, so the the actual like offices are like celebrant and chief adept and supreme magus and all these types of terms. They are neat. But what I found interesting about what they actually debated and approved in their like grand bylaws was that, instead of like worshipful or honorable, like we can call each other not just brother, but you can call them worthy. So, all fratres of, the first four grades, you call them just worthy, worthy fratre or worthy frater. But then if they're super cool and they start going up the grades, up the degrees, then they are very worthy.
Ooh.
Not just worthy, but one more, one better. We're going up to 11 here. Very worthy. But you can't stop there because you also have right worthy and most worthy. You got to most something, right? You got to stop at the top.
So, I got a separate email that said after most worthy comes most thick and worthy.
Most thick and.
Yep.
We heard it here
first. But it doesn't stop there, right?
No.
But wait
there's more.
Yeah. What? How can you top most of something? Well, the only way to do it is to say, well, I'm the supreme.
The supreme.
Yes. It's not just a pizza.
It's not just a Taco Bell order.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's the way to get it.
I'm the supreme magus.
Supreme. Right. So, yeah. So, we call the supreme magus the most worthy. And all supreme magi emeriti. A lot of fancy terms, but that's how we've taken the time to write down how we're going to call each other in our closed meetings with no one else around. So it's interesting. Interesting. But then also one being a little fun, I knew that there was one title that I had to go look up before the show. Because if you're going to talk about titles, I try to think, what's the craziest title that we've heard of? I mean, that's legit. It's not made up. It's not, something that is off the wall. But there are some fun degrees in masonry as well, right? I mean, you got your potentates and, your nobles of the shrine. But I remember talking to Don McAndrews. He was proud to introduce himself as the Grand Bung of the Americas. Right?
Yeah, well, he started as the Grand Bathmat.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so this is a little known, but fun Ye Ancient Order of the Quarks, which is an allied Masonic
fun degree.
Yeah, I was talking about Order of the Bath, but
yes, also he's in that too. Yep. He's in everything.
He's in everything.
Yes. He should actually write down all of his titles.
He did.
Did he really?
Yeah, for his when he was district deputy, his Masonic resume, it was about 3 pages.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
I have to mention that while doing work to look up the rites of Memphis and the Rite of Memphis or Rite of Mizraim or the combined, one of the degree titles that I came across was their 96th degree, which is the Sovereign Patriarch, Grand Defender of Truth, Sovereign Sublime Magus of the 96th degree.
I want that.
Defender of Truth.
Buy me that.
And that is the equivalent.
Buy me that.
That's the equivalent of the Grand Mastership. The actual Grand Hierophant, the guy over him, which rules for life worldwide, right? It's just the Grand Hierophant. You get this little teeny baby title. But
yeah, but it's a juicy Egyptian magical title.
It is cool. I mean? It's cool as
hell. Better than being, the
coolest cats.
Right, thickest. Venerable dude. Supreme,
worthy, thick.
A hierophant.
I love it. Two C's.
The grand, thick hierophant.
So we have most worthy, Don McAndrews, who is the current Grand Bung of the Americas. Mm-hmm. And also right worthy, Bobby J. Kitchen, who's the Grand Bung of the USA.
Ooh. USA!
So.
America?
I'm just yelling things down.
More than...
USA number one.
What's the weirdest title you all have that you can say?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hmm.
You got something in Royal Arch, right?
Or, don't have any weird. Yeah, got Royal Arch. We've all got Royal Arch.
Mm-hmm. So we're all companions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're all in Crypta Council.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So illustrious.
We're all named AMD, right?
Mm-hmm. That's companion, right?
Yeah, you're still companion.
Companion there.
Technically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I still call people brother. I do too.
Because it's the best and only title.
Right. The only one that matters.
Yep.
It is the only one that matters.
Is it? Yep.
Is it though?
You know what? We've been dancing around that a little bit, and I have to give a shout out to, and I know everybody in this room knows him, to the current Grand Commander of the Supreme Council of the Scottish Rite in the Southern Jurisdiction, Jim Cole.
Yeah.
He was a past Grand Master of Virginia, and when he would say to you, "Just call me brother," he absolutely meant it.
Nice.
And there was no qualms about you missing out on honorifics and things like that. Mm-hmm. The big thing, we just went to Grand Lodge and I saw this man shake every single person's hand in that room.
Nice.
And ask how they were doing. And like I said, and I heard him say it to at least 20 different people, brother's fine, he means it. So, we joke about it, but it actually,
there's a few that does mean.
Meanwhile, during my year in the East, we had a communique come out from the Grand Master's assistant, laying out how you will address him.
I forgot that.
Oh, really?
You will not address him as Most Worshipful. You will address him as Grand Master. So we had to address our Grand Master just as, "Hello, Grand Master. It is nice to see you. Please don't rip that charter off the wall. Thank you, sir."
Please. Please and thank you.
It's nailed in.
So that hurts my head, like, for a couple of reasons, right? What if you, because just like Worshipful, right, Most Worshipful, if you wanted to give them that title, like, that's out of your own heart, right? And so to say, "Don't call me Most Worshipful, call me Grand Master," it's, I don't know. Yeah, unless he knows what he was going
I can't speak to that because I wasn't here for that. But let's take North Carolina, for example. So the sitting Grand Master, you address him as Grand Master. Anybody who used to be a Grand Master, you call them Most Worshipful.
Interesting.
And I know that's like that in some other jurisdictions as well.
And that was the line of reasoning for that communique.
That's how we do it in Illinois, too. I just call everybody Most Worshipful. I mean, even the sitting Grand Master, when I meet him, I just say, if it's in person. But if it's like a letter or whatever, it's Grand Master. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grand Master Mike Jackson.
Right. Which, I mean, would make sense because we still call past masters worshipful.
Yep.
Right? In most jurisdictions. So it's, they still get to keep that. But you don't call them master, right? You don't call them past master. You usually call them worshipful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are some just kind of silly titles out there, really. But I mean, they're not silly. They sound silly, but really what we've talked about tonight too is this idea that they're all these kind of ceremonial titles that just really what they are, they all just are the same exact title that relate to different parts of the stories that the degrees are about, the legends are about. So it's pretty interesting that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, it's all good question in the chat. Joe, what's your title in the Leviathan group? Because that did come up in your
Most Righteous Worthy Supreme Triskelion.
So he's a treasurer. We were joking, but Brother Robert and I were joking on our way home from dinner today, and we're like, let's go get Triskelion tattoos.
Just get it.
Just do it. Jason was right. I can't answer that question since the Leviathan group doesn't talk about the Leviathan group.
What's the first rule of the Leviathan
group?
We don't talk about
draw swirlies on every damn thing you can get your hands on.
And then don't talk about it.
And don't talk about it.
Wow. So titles. So, all right. So if you had to come up with your own title, if you were the supreme, excellent, awesome guy of your own made-up Masonic body, I'll give you a second to think about that.
I already got an answer.
What would be your chain of awesomeness that you would put together?
Well, if we're being serious or we're just joking around, we're joking around, it's going to be definitely going to have thicker and thickest.
Thicker and thickest.
Yep. little Casey barbecue action right there. And yeah, but if we're being serious, you know who I've not, what I've not heard, which is a total, would totally sound like a Masonic thing, is Exalted. Like, oh, Exalted, dang. Right? Exalted, Most Exalted. Do we have that? Is
that
in there?
That sounds really familiar.
It does.
Exalted's fun.
Maybe it should be.
It sounds to me like that's in like one of the Royal Arch or Cryptic.
It is. I just can't remember where.
Of just that degree.
Yeah. Well, you're exalted to the degree, but yeah, it's not a title.
To the Google.
Not right now, though.
Yeah, not right now.
Yeah.
Exalted sounds good.
I like Hierophant. Hierophant. I mean, that's pretty. I mean, that's what they called the priests in Egypt back in the day. I mean, you were pretty.
Which reminds me, because we have also the York Rite priests.
Oh yeah,
the priesthood, right up there. So that's kind of a top dog when you're a priest, as far as the that lineage goes. To be a priest back in the day was a big deal. Super big deal. So if you're a super most worthy thick priest.
Would you get to see Yahweh twice a year instead of just once a year? Once a year? You were the most thickest
high priest. You didn't even have to have the cord tied around your
neck. It's like, I'm here.
There's not one that's
fine. Just go on in.
Not one big.
He don't need to knock.
Just goes in and flip flops. Like, yo.
What up, J.O.D.?
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. This is why we don't do shows together, but once every like 2 to 3 years, because
it's devolve. A special occasion.
Yes.
Devolve.
Irreverent.
Yes.
Well, is that what the title you'd go with then?
Irreverent.
Irreverent.
Most irreverent.
I think
most
irreverent. That one.
So the title I wouldn't want to go with is like anything that has enlightened in it.
Mm-hmm.
Is like enlightened master or something like that. I feel like, for certain honorifics, like, you take a look at the person who's proudest of the title, and I'm like,
they're the least enlightened.
You are the most antithetical to the title to which you cling so desperately.
Right. It's like, it reminds me of like Amish Paradise, where you're like, I'm like a million times as humble as thou art.
Thou art, yes.
Yeah. So I'm the most humblest. That's it. That's mine.
The most humblest. So I will say
Dunning-Kruger effect, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. The higher your pay grade, the more important you think you are, and yes, the less you actually know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So between Masonry and my college fraternity, the moments when I felt the absolute proudest was the first time I was addressed as brother. And so if I had an honorific or a title, it would just be worthy brother.
Not just brother. It'd have to be worthy brother.
It could be brother.
Okay. You got that one already.
I know.
So you're good to go.
So I'm check. Fine.
Boom, done.
All right, Robert.
That's why I haven't joined Scottish Rite yet.
Woo!
Because you need more titles.
I'm good with the titles.
Yeah, I would go with something along, like jokingly, something along the lines of the most patient yet unqualified.
Yes.
Because I would just be patiently waiting to move through the chairs, eventually get to the mastership, and then be unqualified. So I'd be the most patient unqualified.
That was so deep.
You know what? It would be fun, right? Like if you were a pharaoh.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
I like the idea of the Egyptian theme.
King and pharaoh.
Are you sure they don't have that?
Well, you're combining the priesthood and the royalty there. Memphis. So it's literally
the best
of both worlds. I know.
They did.
No, no, no. I'm saying that's you literally get the best of both worlds.
Of all of it.
Pope. How about Pope?
No, wait. Oh, wait. Oh.
It's got a lot of baggage.
Well,
a little bit of baggage and scandal.
Yeah.
Not the real Pope.
Not this week. Okay. No. We're good.
What about... there's a way cooler word for Pope, right? They call the guy
Pontiff?
Yeah,
Pontiff.
The Pontiff. Yeah. That is a title, though, I think.
It is. Yeah. Right. What's his name? The Pontiff.
Yeah. The Pontiff. Yes.
The Pontiff is pontificating.
Mm-hmm. That's what I go with. It'd be the Pharaoh.
The Pontific.
Drawing one of those Crowley things, and you're good, man. Yeah. He's probably got a Pharaoh.
The Pharaoh. Yeah. The pontificating pontiff. There you go.
Of potentates.
Of
the perfect potentate.
Oh, yeah. Just
we didn't even touch on shrine.
Get it as
we are really screwing this show up.
Yeah,
this
is,
I'm sorry.
You've learned nothing.
This is such a great. This is what it's going to be like all weekend. I think.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
Indeed.
So for anyone who's actually watched this from the beginning, like this is kind of a rare look into how we interact pretty much on a daily basis when we're not on camera.
We don't have delay between the little screens.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. All right. So
what about you?
Me?
Yeah. What's your answer?
Yeah. So I don't know. So again, I thought I didn't.
No one
like,
cares.
Moving on.
The bearded.
I did like the most humble. I love the irony.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, the least knowledgeable, the most humble, right? Yeah, that would be pretty funny. Throw a couple of those together. All right. So let's see. Two other pieces of news, right? So again, let's talk about how are you feeling, Joe, getting ready for tomorrow and for Saturday. I mean, I just wanted to shift gears a little bit away from the topic, just to give you some time to just decompress, man, because this is a big day for you.
It's been busy, yeah. It's, super nervous. And I've been playing it off with my wit and my humor. But yeah.
Who else in your lodge has an active warden certificate?
Just in case.
The junior warden.
Okay.
Okay. So
we have a plan B.
So we'll bring in Brad. Brad will kneecap him.
We're good. We're good. All right, we're good. Great. Yeah, we get along smashing.
So tomorrow, Friday, December 3rd, will be what?
Go Joe!
Hi!
Go Joe!
We have a crowd. We'll be...
Women?
No girls.
What?
No girls.
Yeah, right.
No girls. What is tomorrow? Tomorrow's the election of officers, so...
I'm going to object.
You should.
It doesn't count though, because I'm not a member.
Really put your name in the hat though. That would be fun.
Yeah. So my lodge is really super confident. We have our elections the night before our installations.
No pressure.
So yeah. So hopefully it goes well.
Well, so with Acacia, our elections were tonight, and our installation was a closed installation, literally right after the
election. Right.
That's what we do.
Congrats, Frank.
Yep. I'd clap, but I'm holding a keyboard.
And so, yeah. So, assuming all that goes well,
yep.
Then by this time is tomorrow night, you will be. What will be your title if all goes according to plan?
I would be Master Elect.
Bingo.
Elect. Right.
Good. You didn't call yourself Worshipful Master. I appreciate that.
I'm a smart person.
He's a fast learner.
Even a stopped clock is right twice a day, unless it's digital.
Yeah. 12. 12. That's what's going on in Joe's head right now. Yeah. And then...
Never learned to program the VCR. Yeah.
And then Saturday.
Saturday. We're planning for a lovely, lovely brunch time installation. Yeah. So, open installation.
You streaming it?
I'm not streaming it, actually. Yeah.
Man. We could.
Yeah. I'd probably don't want to stream my speech. But so
censored.
We can
maybe
we can mute the microphones.
Maybe I'm super open to that. But yeah, that was I was going crazy planning. So that might be in the cards. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So if it doesn't happen, you did see Jason's open installation that was streamed on the Masonic Roundtable.
Yep,
so
you can that's go back on our
and,
channel.
You can go back and find that to see how we do that in Virginia. But
my single card tarot draw this after, or just before the show tonight, John showed up, I was thinking about you because we're in the house, and the card I drew was the Fool.
Oh,
ooh, nice! That's a good sign.
It's dope. Yeah. New beginnings and opportunities.
Yep.
So, you're ready to kick butt and take names.
Yeah,
nice.
Let's hope.
Take butts and kick names.
Got it. Yes. Yeah.
Thick Master Elect.
Thick Master.
My wife actually said, Pharaoh Thick Boy, the imperishable extra most bestest.
Let's send her a thank you.
Wow.
Okay. That awesome.
We're in.
All right. We're done.
Masonic Wives. Awesome people.
Yes, they are.
Thick Boy. B-O-I.
B-O-I.
Thick Boy.
Boy.
We got to get those dreadlocks like those dudes on TV. Yes.
Dreadlocks.
The Island Boy.
It's the worst.
They are quite.
It's so vapid. Awful.
Yeah, it is quite bad.
There you go. Can I redo my title now?
Yeah.
Island Boy.
Most thick island
boy. Most thick island boy.
Yep. To say it in a Jamaican accent.
Yeah. Even though you're two white guys from Miami.
Yeah.
Millie Vanilli. Oh my gosh.
Oh jeez.
We have two white guys from Fairfax, so I mean, it's pretty okay. I mean,
straight out of Chantilly. Yeah.
It's awful, awful, awful stuff.
Yes.
Okay, and then anything else going on? I mean, because then your fun begins, man, because then we have a whole year of you being...
Whole year of fun, and worship. Guess what we love? Education. Fun.
Yay!
We're going to learn stuff. We're going to learn, like, a lot.
Get your learn on.
Get your learn on.
ABL, hard. Always be learning.
Always yeah. be learning.
A, always be, B, L, learning.
Thick Island Boys.
So good.
Yeah, full Thick Island Boy.
Yeah. Any big surprises or anything that you want to announce coming up this year, or you want to keep
not
the surprises?
Not yet. No. I'll good. Let's. I'm being patient, and I'm not as good. Confident. So let's wait for Saturday, and we'll put some stuff out there.
Yeah. If you go too far, somebody's going to accuse you of electioneering.
Yeah.
No. Yes. Yeah. We'll do that in Virginia. No.
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
No. None.
All right. We teased it in the beginning.
Yeah.
So. Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Right? We got that all set to go, right? So we are going to do the Masonic Secret Santa, and that is open for everybody, right? So it's not just super secret squirrel stuff.
Everybody within the U.S. because...
Within the U.S.
Shipping internationally is...
crazy.
It just makes it untenable.
Supply chain. Yeah. We'll blame the supply chain. Yeah. And Omicron. But yeah, so... Yeah, really excited to do that again this year. Within the U.S., so do we have a URL or something they can find yet?
So we will we'll create the URL. We'll post it on the Masonic Roundtable Facebook page.
Yeah.
Here within the next 24 hours.
Nice.
It is on the honor system, so you're free to participate if you'd like. You run the risk of,
maybe getting nothing.
Maybe not getting something because mm-hmm. a person you matched up with isn't cool.
Did that happen last year? That didn't happen last year at all.
It was a great event.
Yeah, I loved it.
It was awesome. Turned out really, really well. Mm-hmm. And so really, really well done, which is why we're doing it again. Mm-hmm. But again, we have to throw the disclaimer out there that, we're all just trying to have some fun and mm-hmm. Show a little bit of cheer during the holiday season.
Yep. And as we did last year, the bonus thing is for the patrons, right? So we will do a special thing just from us folks. So even if you're in the TMR Secret Santa, doesn't matter. That's all fun and games. You might get paired up with us. That's even cooler. But if you're also a patron of the show, you're also going to get into a random drawing. So each of us will get one random patron who supports the show.
We will send you all sorts of
some goodies. Really cool stuff because that's where we get to not be held back by any sort of financial commitment. And make sure
your addresses and Patreon are updated.
Yeah,
because that bit me a bit.
Because you could get this, or you could get this, or you could get this, or one of these, or two of these,
or one of those,
or one of those.
No, they're all leaving my house.
I'm taking them on the way out.
No, you're not.
Yes, take them all. I want all the things.
Who doesn't?
So that's fun. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Get it now. We haven't announced the cutoff date, but it'll be somewhere early mid December. So that way we get a chance for you to ship it to your anonymous brother. So that'll be fun.
You're probably not going to get it before Christmas, given postal and supply chain issues.
You may.
It's part of the fun.
It'll be cool to see if you guys all post, if we all start posting what we get on the page here
for the show. It'll be from the most worthy post general master.
Yes. Most worthy
post general master. Right. We'll see what they do.
Most thick postmaster general.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Anything else? Anything I'm forgetting?
I just want to quickly mention that the ticket sales went up. I think so. The price for Double Eagle Con 2021, which is happening December 18th, it's a Saturday. All the event, 9 speakers, like the best guys you've ever thought of: Robert Sanchez, Bob Davis, Chuck Dunning, Darren Lehners, Jeff Croteau, Steve Harrison. Like
amazing,
yeah. Like it's an incredible list of guys, and there's even more. If you're interested, go to tinyurl.com/DoubleEagleCon2021 and get your tickets. I think
if you're a Scottish Rite Mason.
Yeah, if you're a Scottish Rite Mason.
Northern or Southern?
Yeah, it doesn't matter because most of our speakers are actually coming from the South to come up to Chicago. Nice. So we're having, Mike Pohl.
Nice.
Mike Pohl.
Yeah.
Two virtual speakers will be Mike Pohl and Jeff Croce, but everybody else will be in person. Joe Wages will be there. And everybody, all the attendees are getting an edition of Heritum for free as well. So you get a book, three meals, and nine speakers for the cost. And if magically you go to that website and the ticket is still $90, awesome. But if it's not and you got to pay $130, you waited too long, but it's still incredibly worth it. And I hope you guys decide to check it out.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, we've got some fun news coming shortly with EsoterCon 2022.
It's exciting.
What? They didn't even tell me.
Secrets. Some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned.
All right. Okay.
We're just going to stare at you while you sign out.
So, thank you very much for watching. I keep searching for more light. Later. Good night, everybody.
Once he finds the button.
There it is.
Yeah. Way to kill the comedic timing.